'cause you are not alone. Everybody needs you strong, but life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, cheating by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far, not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be here. Just be here. Just be here.
started. So first, I want to thank you all for joining us for our annual Women's Conference. We always enjoy the fellowship and just being with one another. For those of you who don't know, I'm Trisha Klaus, and I serve under Pastors Alicia or Joe and Alicia, Executive Administration and Prayer Team Leader, help with the teens, and worship. So I'm so thankful that you all are here. I just want to give a few instructions. If you don't know where the bathroom is, right through the back doors right there, it's right to your left. If you pass the drinking fountains, you went too far. Back up just a little bit. We are going to have breakout sessions. If you did not sign up for one, please go back to the welcome desk back there, and Sister Ashley and Sister April will get you all set up. We have Pastor Dunya that is going to come and do our call to worship. Pastor Dunya and Pastor Darius have been doing a great work for our Spanish community, and we're so thankful for them. And they also work on the executive and team, so we're really thankful for them.
Dios le bendiga a todas.
God bless you all.
Le damos muchas gracias a Dios por esta oportunidad que nos da de poder compartir todas juntas hoy en esta mañana.
We thank God for this opportunity that He's given us to be able to share together this morning.
Sabemos que Dios se va a mover entre nosotros,
we're
nos va a hablar.
We're sure that God will speak to
us. Nos va a aconsejar.
And God will counsel us and it will move among us.
Y nos va a fortalecer sobre todas las cosas.
And He will strengthen us above all things.
Somos más que vencedoras.
We are more than conquerors.
Somos valientes.
We are brave women of God.
Detrás de cada una de ustedes, de cada mujer, hay una historia.
After every one of you, there is a story
que nos convierte en una guerrera.
That turns us into a warrior.
No nos damos por vencida tan fácilmente.
We don't give up easily.
Hay una familia que reposa sobre nosotros.
There is a family that
Así
is
que
upon
con
our shoulders.
Todo y miedo hay que seguir batallando
so
junto
even
con
when
el Señor.
You fear, keep battling because God is with you.
Somos más que vencedores.
We are more than conquerors.
Así que yo creo que el día de hoy va a ser maravilloso.
So I believe that today will be a great day.
Porque el Señor va a derramar de su poder.
Because the Lord will pour down His power.
Así que hoy somos las protagonistas.
So today we are the ones.
Superwoman.
We are the superwoman women today.
Isaías, amén, gloria sea al Señor. Isaías 41:10 dice.
Isaiah 41:10 says.
No temas.
Do not fear.
Porque yo estoy contigo.
Because I'm with you.
No desmayes.
Do not dismay.
Porque yo soy tu Dios.
Because I am your God.
Que te fortalezco.
That will strengthen you.
Siempre te ayudaré.
I will always help you.
Siempre te sustentaré.
I will always support you.
Con la diestra de mi justicia.
With my right hand.
Así que cada latido de tu corazón.
So every heartbeat of yours.
Es porque Dios te ha fortalecido.
It's because God has strengthened you.
Ayudado.
He has helped you.
Y te ha sustentado.
And He has supported
Ponte en pie
you.
Y dale un aplauso a tu
and
Señor.
Give God a hand clap this
que
morning.
Ha sido fiel contigo.
He has been faithful to you.
Cada latido de nuestro corazón
Every
es porque
heartbeat
Dios
of your heart
nos sigue amando.
It's because God keeps
gracias,
loving you.
Gracias. Señor, te damos muchas gracias, Padre, en esta mañana.
Lord, we thank you this morning.
Te agradecemos todos los favores, Señor, que tú nos das.
We are so grateful for your
Toda
favors.
Toda esa misericordia nueva, Señor, a nuestras vidas.
For your new mercies in our lives.
Muévete poderosamente, Señor, en este día.
Powerfully move
Un día
your
histórico
power today.
Escrito en los cielos, Padre.
And it is written in heaven.
Para tu gloria, para tu honra.
Do everything for your glory and your honor.
Y para edificación de nosotras.
And to build our lives.
Hoy en esta mañana queremos alabarte.
This morning we want to
Queremos
praise
adorarte.
You. We want to worship
Queremos
you.
Honrarte,
we
Señor,
want to honor you, Lord.
Dándote, Señor, todo de nosotros en esta mañana.
Giving you everything we have, Lord.
A ti la gloria, papá.
All the glory
A ti la
is
honra,
for you.
Papá.
All the honor
Porque tú
is
lo
for
mereces,
you, Dad.
Dios mío.
Because
Gracias
you are the one who deserves
por todo
it.
Lo que continuarás haciendo en nuestras
Thank
vidas.
You for the things that you will do in our lives.
Que podamos ser receptores de tu palabra.
That we can catch your
no
word.
Tan solo oidores, sino hacedoras de ella.
And not only listen, but do your word.
Esperamos, Señor, que tú nos hable.
We know that you're going to speak to
Estamos
us.
Deseosos de oírte, Dios.
We are thirsty of your word.
En el nombre de tu hijo amado Jesús.
In the name of your son Jesus.
Gracias, Dios.
Thank you, God.
Amén.
Amen.
Y amén.
And
Gracias,
amen.
Papá.
Thank you, Lord. Gracias, Hallelujah.
The the word says it, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, and that's what we're going to do this morning. Amen. Say this together with us this morning. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise in the valley. Praise on the mountain. I praise when I'm sure. Shout that brings Jericho down.
Spirit out. Thank you.
walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, it's my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory. And hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my comfort, always holds me close.
Lift our voices and declare that this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am not alone.
I don't want it to be about the hype of the music, but I want us to get these words in our soul, because His Spirit lives within me. I will walk in peace. I will walk in victory. I will walk in power. Because His Spirit empowers me, enables me. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So we're going to sing this nice and quiet, but with a power that is rising up within you, because it's not about the music that does it. It is not about this building or being in a church building or a place. It's not about having to have a sister next to you. The power is in just you. If you're all alone, that's enough. The Holy Spirit is with you wherever you go. So we're gonna sing this again. Whatever you see in front of you, the victory is already there. It's within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let the Spirit rise up within you. Know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. There is nothing, nothing that can defeat you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, we thank you that we didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. But God, you have been so gracious, so merciful to us, and we could not do this life without you. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be called sons and daughters of God, of the Most High God. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives within us, that empowers us to be more than we could ever be on our own. We just release you in this place, Holy Spirit, to have your complete way. Let your complete will be done. It is not about us, but it is 100% about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ladies, let's just give the Lord a hand, because He is good. He is good. All right, you may be seated. I'm going to ask our worship team if you can take that stand to the back. Take this to the back. I'm going to take this one. I am so excited for what God is going to do in this place. He has given me a word that has been stirring in me for months. So hopefully it doesn't take months to get it out. But God is good and He is faithful. Several months ago, probably October-ish, we were looking at what the theme should be for this conference. And I talked to Sister Wagers about some thoughts and feelings that she had to minister. And then I was watching a series from CT Church in Houston. If you like to watch different services, different places, I highly recommend CT Church from Houston. And they were preaching a series called Reset. And it was a 5 or 6 week series. And the one day, Susan Norden was talking about the soul. And I was just like, that's it. That is what we are going to minister about at our women's conference. And so again, you're going to hear little bits and pieces, but I encourage you, if you have time, go back to CT Church. Watch the whole Reset series. It is powerful. It is amazing. And then so we sent out information. We said, we're talking about soul care. And I went to Encounter Conference in January. And Bishop Ming did a great illustration about body, soul, and spirit. And I'm going to steal just a little part of that today because it was phenomenal. And then a few weeks later, my husband's like, I think we need to do a series for the church. And I think it needs to be about wellness and or wholeness in our body, soul, and spirit. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm hearing you loud and clear. And if this is just for me, I receive it. But I think it's for everybody else too. So I believe you're going to be blessed. I encourage you today to take notes. If you have a pen and paper, if you have a phone that you can put notes in, take notes because I believe you're going to want to go back and look at some things, review some things. I believe that the information that God has given to pour out today can be transformational in your life. So please, please, I'm speaking today, Sister Wagers is speaking today, we have breakout sessions where we have leaders today. Their responsibility, our responsibility, is to give you the word. It's your responsibility to know it, to remember it, and to do something with it, right? So if you're going to church and just sitting and listening, once you walk out the door, you probably forgot most of what was said. So if you want to be responsible with the word, take notes. All right? So we are talking about soul care today. And we're going to start with some basic foundations that some of you may be very aware with, but others may not. So we're going to the very beginning, the very basics. And we know that God is three parts. He is Father God. He is God the Son. And he is God the Holy Spirit. And although they are three separate parts, they work in complete harmony, complete unity, moving and flowing as one. So, what many of you may know is our body is fashioned in the same likeness. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. If you have a Bible, you can turn with us. If you have a phone, you can look at it with us. And if not, you can turn your attention to the screen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So what is the image? If we look at ourselves, we should see some kind of reflection of God, correct? Does that mean God has long brown hair? Absolutely not. Does it mean that he has hands and feet and eyes and ears and nose? Not necessarily. Although there's times in the Old Testament it talks about it, that's believed to be more of a personification. That's not actually what he looks like, but he's relating to us. So it's not necessarily that he looks like a human being in our bodily form. So what was he referring to? And scholars will tell us he was referring to the three parts of humanity that makes up the human body. And that is our body, physically, our soul, that is inside of us, and our spirit, which is inside of us. And just to give you some more Bible clarification that I'm not pulling this out of thin air, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace, and we just sang about that peace today, it's so beautiful, so powerful, and something that we don't tap into nearly enough. The God of peace will make you holy, or he will sanctify you, or make you like him, or make you righteous in every way, not just in one area of your life, not just in one moment. In every way, you can walk in this peace and you can walk in his holiness. And may your whole spirit, everyone say spirit, and soul, everyone say soul, and body, everyone say body, be kept blameless until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. So he's verifying within the body that you're looking at right now. I have the physical body, which is obvious. Everyone sees that. When you see this, you know it's Elisha. But what you don't see is my soul inside of me. And what you don't see is my spirit inside of me. But it takes all three parts coming together to make up who I am. And the same is true for you. So we are going to do some illustration today to help you really, really understand this and help it stick in your mind. But what I want to say first is when Adam and Eve were created, they were created in that same perfect harmony that God is. Their body, their soul, and their spirit were all working together. Their body was not ever going to die. Their spirit and their soul was going to be within that body forever. And there was no contention within it. Any of you ever feel a little contention going on in here? We're going to talk a lot about that today. But when they were first created, there was no contention. It was perfect. It was holy. It was righteous. It was good. And what sin did is it came in and messed up that complete body that God wanted us to have, that complete experience, human experience that God intended for us to have. And now our human experience looks way different. And so we're going to start with the spirit. I'm going to ask Lily. Where's my Lily at? Lily is going to represent the spirit. She's going to come up here. And you can see this illustration. You all got magnets today. If you did not get a magnet, please see the welcome desk at some time and we'll give you a magnet. I love for people to have something that they can take away. And magnets are great because you put them on your fridge. And how many of you go to the fridge every day? Multiple times a day. So stick it right there in the middle where you can look at it and you can remember today's message about your body, soul, and spirit. So if you go to the next slide for me, she is representing the spirit. The spirit is within each and every person, whether you are a believer or not a believer. You have the spirit that God put within you, inside of you. The spirit is eternal. It does not die. It will not end. There is no end to your spirit. But what Ecclesiastes bears out, and you can check this out on your own time, in chapter 12, verse 7, the spirit will return to God. So although it is eternal, it is not yours eternally. It will never die, but it's not always going to be with you. So that one goes back to God. I love Bishop Ming used this phrase, it is God's DNA. Oh, isn't that beautiful? How many of you know that you cannot exist without DNA? So you cannot be a Christian without God's DNA working. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this because everybody has the Spirit, but the question is the Spirit within you alive or dead? And when your Spirit comes alive, that is God's DNA working and moving, and you begin to look more and more like God because that's what DNA is. It gives you what you look like. I want to look like God. I need that spirit to be alive and well within me, and we're going to talk about that today. So the spirit, the reason God gave human beings a spirit is that was his connection to them. The Bible says, and I don't have this up here, but the Bible says the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It is our communication back and forth to God. When that's alive and well within us, man, we can just communicate with God in a heartbeat, right? We have that connection. We feel what he's feeling. We know what he's knowing, what he's doing. We're connected, but only when our spirit is alive and well within us. So that's the spirit. It's powerful, it's good, and we're going to get way deep into that today. But there's another part to us, and that's our soul. I don't think I told her, but Miss Emma, where's she at? My Emma. Come on up. She's looking at me like, really? But she's not shy. She can do it. All right, so Lily, I'm going to step right over that way. Emma, you're going to come right up here to the middle. Emma's representing our soul, which is also eternal. You're standing right in front of me. Our soul will never, ever die. Contrary to popular belief, when people say, I'm just going to die and rot in the grave, nope, that's just your body. This is the part of who you really are, and it is going to live forever. And what you're doing right now on these years that you have on earth determines where. Where is your soul going to go? There is a heaven, there is a hell, and that's where your soul will spend eternity, in one of those locations. There's no other option. You don't have to believe it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change. The truth is the truth, whether you believe it or not. But the better thing is to know ahead of time before you experience it, right? So our soul is our personality. It is really who we are. So you can look at my body and think that's who I am, but it's really not. Have you ever seen someone that looked really nice on the outside? And they were not so nice when you got to know them, because who they really are comes from their soul. And so your soul is your personality. It is your mind, which is the things that you think. It is your will, which is your desires, what you want to do, what you choose to do. And it is your emotions. And I don't think I need to explain that one to a group of women. Everyone understand emotions okay? That's right here inside of our soul. And we're going to talk about that today. So as I said, your soul is also eternal. It will never die. And what I was thinking of as I was preparing this message is it's really like our environmental DNA. Because what happens in the world around us as we grow up from a baby, it impacts our soul of who we are. So if you think about the home that you grow up in, it's not necessarily because of the physical DNA, but it's what you experience, what you see, what you hear, what you're taught. That determines your soulish makeup. The people you interact with when you're going to school, students, listen to me, that are in here, your friends make a difference because it impacts your soul. Your enemies at school, the things that people say that are mean and hateful, that begins to impact our soul. So it really is our environmental DNA that creates us to be a certain way. And then together, these two things are our internal man. You can't see them by looking, but they're still very, very real. Everyone say, it's real. And the more we understand it, the better we can be who God created us to be, because he created us in his image. We have to understand it. But we have one more piece to this, and I think I was going to call Aubrey. How you feeling? Where's she at, my Aubrey? Come on up. Or you can send a friend if you want. Aubrey is our church evangelist. Can we give her a hand as she comes? This girl, every time she comes, whether it's a Sunday morning or Wednesday night, and she's here every service, let me point out, which all these girls are. I love it. They're so faithful. But she always brings someone with her every time. Like, I can't keep her friend's name straight. I'm sorry. I'm really trying. But there's always from 1 to 5 to 7 friends with her. So she is an evangelist. She's taking it serious. And I love it. But today we're going to let Aubrey represent our body, which our body is not eternal anymore. As I said, at one time it was created to be. But sin changed that. And our body is perishing. From the moment that you are born, you are dying. Every hour, every moment, you're getting older. And you can't do anything to stop it. All the wrinkle cream in the world eventually isn't going to work anymore because your body is dying. And what I think is super interesting is that when Jesus Christ died for us, to redeem us, I think he honestly could have redeemed this if he wanted to and allowed it to live forever, but he didn't. And the reason I think that is who wants to keep living on this earth the way it is forever? He did us all a really big favor by saying, you know what, I'm just going to let this go away and I'll give you a new body that's so much better and you can live in a new world that's so much better. But what I find challenging in our world today is that we spend so much time focusing right here. Makeup, hair, nails, clothes. Am I missing anything? Braces, shoes. Are those things wrong? No. But should that be our priority? This thing's dying. It's dying. And you're going to spend thousands of dollars every year to make it look better and keep it going a little bit longer. It's going to die no matter what you do. So it's okay to take care of it. You should take care of it. But our focus, our priority needs to be something that's going to be living eternally. And I'm concerned, church, ladies that are in this room right now that are hearing me, I'm concerned that we're not focused on this enough. That we become distracted. That we believe lies of media and the world and friends that thinks this is a big deal. And it's not. So this is our biological DNA. A lot of times you can look at a family and know they belong to that family because they have similar features outwardly. It is the biological DNA that is within us. I had this thought, and I don't know if I read it somewhere or heard it somewhere or thought of it, I don't even know. But this houses our purpose. That is the only reason that we need this body now. Because it houses our purpose of serving God and doing what he created us to do. This is inside of this, and that's the only reason this exists. That's it. To do what God said to do. All of this is inside of it, and that's the important part. And the other thing to keep in mind is this, our body, can be a physical indication of what is happening in our soul. Have you ever seen someone outwardly that is like, ah! Guess what's going on in their soul? Ah! Right? So we can see and we have indications, we have some warning signs based on what we're doing here to indicate what is doing here and what we really need to focus on. It's not about behavior modification. That's a fancy word they use in schools a lot now. They want to change the behavior, the actions, the physical, what they're doing. You've got to do some soul modification. And that starts with spirit modification. You girls are going to stay here for a long time, so get comfy. I thought about giving you chairs, but I thought, you know what? They're younger than I am, and if I'm standing, they can stand. All right, so let's go to that next slide. All right, so we said every person has this makeup within them. Before you were saved, anyone in the world, every single person has this makeup. And before we are saved, when we are pre-believers, your body, I got this idea from Sister Wager several years ago. She used a Burger King hat, and I thought, perfect. Went to Burger King this week, got us a crown. Before you are saved, because of being born into a fallen world, this is not how God intended. This is not how God created. But when sin came in, our body, our flesh nature, our human nature became king in our life. And then everything else kind of follows what the body and flesh says, this is what we're going to do. The Bible calls it the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Is that right? It's all here, and it's calling the shots. And it ain't good. It ain't good. If you want to think about this kind of stuff, you can look at extreme examples like Adolf Hitler. Flesh is king, right? But it goes down to all of us. When our flesh rules, we will never accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. So the body is king. The scripture I wanted to use with this is Romans. If I can read it. My body's perishing. I really need glasses. Romans 8:7. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey. The sinful nature. So once man sinned, that relationship with God was cut off and said, we're not doing it God's way anymore. It never obeyed, and it never will. As long as your flesh is in control, you cannot do the things that God wants you to do. It won't happen. So also, every pre-believer, when that has happened, go ahead and go to that next scripture, next slide. Our soul becomes a slave to our flesh, to our body. And we see this in John 8:34. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave. I love locking my daughter up. Might keep these for when she starts dating and just lock her in the house. I didn't think about that part until now. It's a good idea. We become a slave to sin. And so even though our internal soul may want to do the right thing, it may think the right thing, it may have the right desires and will, if this is king, it's not going to happen. Our soul cannot obey God as long as our flesh is in control. It's not going to happen. And then go to that next slide for me. And our spirit man, when soul came in, was dead. We see this in Ephesians 2:1. Once you were dead, Lily, lay down on the ground, carefully with that dress. You were dead because of your disobedience and because of your many sins. And so obviously that was talking about our spirit because our physical man started dying, but it wasn't completely dead. Our soul never died. It's still fully emotional and reactionary. But our spirit within us, our connection to God, died and just lay dormant. And something had to happen to change this situation. And this is what God looked at. When sin came in, Adam and Eve had no idea what they were giving up. Body, soul, and spirit in perfect harmony. And one choice to sin that flew through all of mankind then created this mess, which is what every sinner deals with. And so we need to think about that when we're working with our coworkers, neighbors, family who's not saved. This is all they know. They can't do any better than this. You cannot expect sinners not to sin. It's not going to happen. And no matter what you can do, behavior modification isn't going to really change anything. It takes something way more than that. Let's look at that next verse. Romans 10:9. If, everyone say if. It's not a guarantee. You have to choose. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord, I'm taking your crown, I'm stealing it away, and you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So with that salvation, what happens? Because you're recognizing what Jesus did on the cross, that he gave our spiritual life back to us, he raised it from the dead, he breathed new life into us. We give the spirit control. You're going to take this, you're going to unlock, because now he sets our soul free. What was captive to the flesh is no longer captive to the flesh. It doesn't have to do what the flesh wants to do anymore. It is set free, as long as our spirit can stay in control. Do you need some help? I don't really know either. Oh, I think I got it. All right, you do that one. Okay, so here's the key. When Jesus Christ does it, it's done. Everything we need is right here. Your spirit is in control. Your soul will listen and obey the spirit. And your flesh no longer has control. It's just a house to do what God needs it to do. So what is the problem, ladies? Because any of you ever have issues the day after you got saved? Any of you have any issues after you've been saved for a couple years? What happens? Let's go ahead and go to that next slide. Romans 7:19, and this is Paul after he was saved. This is what he says. All right, I'm going to have you hold on to her arm. You hold on to her arm. And it's like a tug of war. Don't hurt her, girls, so I'd have to pay the hospital bill. All right. So here's what it says. I want to do what is good. We're pulling this way. I want to do what is good, right? But I don't. I do what is wrong. We're pulling this way. And I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, going this way, I'm not really the one doing it. It's the sin living in me that does it. It's not really me. It's not really my soul. It's not really my intentions. But sin is still trying to get that power back because it doesn't want to give up control. It doesn't want to let you go. It's fighting for the soul. I've discovered this principle in life. Soul or spirit, we need to keep you in control. That when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. Right here, my intentions are pure. Have you ever met that person that they come to the altar maybe every time they're in church, then you don't see them for a few weeks, and you know they really want it? I love God's law with all my heart, but there's another power. There's another power that's at work within me, and this is really me right here. This is really the only part that I'm going to be forever. This is me. But there's this other power, my flesh, this human body that's going to die one day, is causing a mess for me right now. The power that is within me that is at war with my mind, with what I'm trying to do, with what I want to do, it makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Anyone ever feel exhausted by this? Anyone ever experienced this? Because I have. I have. And I can say, man, God, this is miserable. This is when you don't want to live another day, when you're like, can you just take me home? This is really hard. And Paul knew that. He understood that. And that's what he's saying. But go on to what he says next. That next slide. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer. Everyone say the answer. Is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. We're coming this way, girls. But because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. We're going that way. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power. The power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin and death. You guys can let go, but stay right there. So we know, if you've been in church for a moment, you know Jesus Christ has all power. The enemy has, his power is nothing compared to Jesus Christ. So the problem lies in which one we are feeding. The power of God out there, we know, is strong, but what is the power of God in here? And this is where I see Christians who aren't living the powerful life that God created them for. Because what they feed, even though they've accepted Christ, what they feed is their flesh. And so I want you to take a minute for yourself, because we're not looking at anybody else, we're looking at me. What are you watching on TV? It's feeding something. What kind of music are you listening to? Young people in this room, I'm talking just as much to you, because this is not an adult-only thing. This is from a moment you're born thing. The music you're listening to is feeding something. If it's feeding this, guess what's going to be more powerful? Even though you've accepted Christ, this gets stronger. What are you looking at on your social media page? Do you have a bunch of junk that's gossip and craziness? Delete it. Get rid of it, because it's feeding something. It's not harmless. None of it is harmless. It's feeding something, and even though it's little by little by little, and you don't even realize it's happening, before you know it, this is super strong, and you're like, what's going on in my life? I don't understand why I can't do the things God wants me to do, because you made this really strong. And the Bible says we are to crucify our flesh. We are to discipline our flesh. And the American church, I don't know about other countries, but the American church doesn't like to do that. We want to do what we want to do and then still experience the fullness of God. And it will not happen. What are you feeding yourself? Now let's go on to that next slide. What are you feeding? Think about it. And don't just think about today, but think about this week. Every decision that you make, it's feeding something, one or the other. Does it mean that you can't ever go on vacation and have a good time? No. Because guess what? When I go on vacation, I go as a Christian. I don't listen and look at junk that I shouldn't be looking at. So I'm still feeding my spirit, even though I'm enjoying just a restful time in my body. It's restful, but I'm still feeding my spirit. Go to the next slide. Susan Norden said this, and I thought it was so powerful. She said, most of us, I would say probably all of us, view ourselves as humans having a spiritual experience. We view ourselves as humans. We see what we look at in the mirror every day. That's who we are. That's what we see. We see us as this human body having a spiritual experience. When we feel the presence of God, it's great. When we go to church, it's great. When we're listening to worship music, it's great. It's a spiritual experience. But what if God really intended, when he died for us on the cross, when he gave us a new life and a new birth, what if he expected us to understand that we are spiritual beings? And we're right now, in this moment in time, us right here, we're just having a human experience. That will change your entire perspective. It'll change the way you do everything if you realize, I'm not a human, this is not my focus, having great, awesome spiritual experiences with God. I am a spiritual being that God created to live forever with him. And right now, for 10 years or 20 years or 70 years or 100 years, for this short amount of time, for this vapor of time, I'm having this little human experience here. That's it. That's it. We need to change and get the view of what God intended us to be. Go on to that next slide. We're looking at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Because of his glory, everyone say his glory. It's not ours. I don't care how good you make that flesh look, you're not glorious. But it's because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature. His divine nature. And you can escape the world's corruption that is caused by our human desires. He's given us everything we need. We don't have to be smart enough. We don't have to be good enough. We don't have to figure it out on our own. He's given us his divine nature. We just have to feed it. We just have to feed it. Joyce Meyer did a great book called The Battlefield of the Mind. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to. It's really good. But as I was studying this, I thought, it's not just the battlefield of the mind. It's the battlefield for the mind, our soul, our will, our emotions, all of this. So again, grab this arm, grab this arm. They're both wanting this. God has given us the Spirit to say, I really want you to live with me forever. I want you to experience my presence for all of eternity. This is what you were created for, this. And so your spirit is tugging and pulling, and it is a battle. And over here, our sinful nature, Satan is the king of this world, and he will do everything in his power to give this power to say, I want you to live with me forever. If I got to go to hell, I want you to take as many people with me as I can. And so this is also battling for your soul. Ladies, it's not a small deal. This is huge. This has eternal consequences. There's no do-overs. You can't say, whoops, I messed that life up. God, send me back. Let me try it again. As long as there's breath, you get do-overs. But as soon as that breath is gone, as soon as this is done, you're stuck with whatever you did. And it has eternal, eternal consequences. You guys can put the hands down. Thank you. So, how do we take care of our soul? The thing that is the most important part of us. How do we do that soul care? And if you go to that next slide, you let the Spirit lead. And that's why we gave you that magnet. So every time you see it, you can be reminded, I need to let my spirit lead. How is my spirit doing? How is my soul doing? Because it will tell you who's leading. How you're feeling, your thoughts that you're having, your emotions that you're having. Go ahead and go to that next slide, please. Go ahead and go to the next slide. We kind of talked about that already. So Matthew 26:41. We need to let the Spirit lead. Keep watch and pray so you will not give in to temptation. The Spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Does anybody remember where that scripture came from? In the scripture, what was happening? Prayer in the garden. You want to talk about your flesh being strong? Their flesh was in control, right? They got tired, so what'd they do? How many times on a Sunday morning does your flesh say, huh, not getting up today. I deserve to sleep in. My body's tired. I stubbed my toe this week. It hurts. I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not doing anything. And that's exactly what Jesus' disciples did. They said, we're tired. We've been working hard. We're just falling asleep and not even trying to. We're just tired. The flesh was too strong. And so how does our spirit get strong? Jesus said, watch. Number one, pay attention. Understand what's going on. Know what's going on inside of you. Watch, and then pray. And ladies, the church doesn't say pray and read your Bible and fast. We don't say it just to give us something to say. We don't say it to control you. We say it because that's what works, to get this strong. And he's not talking about a prayer before you go to sleep. Say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul will keep the fight up before I wake. I pray the Lord my soul. Okay. That did nothing to feed my soul. But you know what? If you say that and actually mean it, because it's not about the words. It's about the condition of what you're feeding and what you're meaning. I don't care if that is the prayer you pray every night. If you mean it and you're taking time with God, that is feeding your soul. Your spirit. It's feeding your spirit. We have to keep our spirit strong because one of them will be strong, the flesh or the spirit. One of them is going to lead. And if you want your soul to be healthy, if you want to take care of your soul, you've got to learn to let this part lead. That's what God intended. So let's talk about reading your Bible, because we know. In those times where my flesh wants to rise up and say, I'm not going to church today, I'm tired. If I've been feeding my spirit with the Word of God, you know what the Word of God says? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Get up, flesh, get up, get up. We got to go. Something's happening there tonight, and I'm going to be there. If you get that word inside of you, that word inside of you, the scripture inside of you, you can't wait till you need it to go search it. Your spirit's got to be ready with it. That's why we say read your Bible. Don't just come to church and hear a scripture and think you're good. You need to be feeding on that word of God so it'll be there and it'll be strong when you need it. You have to learn to let the Spirit lead. We have a couple teenagers, a couple young people in here, so I want to share this. Even as a teenager, I didn't really fully understand this, but I understood that I needed God to direct my steps. And there were so many nights for years, I prayed, God, send me the right boyfriend. I prayed that prayer every night for years. And there were guys that would ask me out, and I'd be like, no. I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to settle. When I know God has a plan, if I just follow, if I let him lead and I follow his plan, it's going to be good. Can I tell you, I'm so thankful I waited. Because the man I have, I wouldn't trade for anything. And I love him and I adore him. And God put us together. Some of you young people, I'm going to talk to you again. But again, this applies for older people as well. When you're looking at careers, jobs, but young people, they get stressed. And there's a lot of pressure in school, and it says, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your life? Come on, you're almost a senior. You got to figure this out. What are you going to do? This is for the rest of your life. You need to know. No, you don't. You don't need to know anything. Right over here, he already knows. He already has the plan. You just need to follow. That's it. Take the pressure off. So we end up with all this anxiety and stress because we're putting the emphasis here. when the emphasis should be here. I may not have the answer today. That's okay. I'm just following. So Lily, I want you to take her hand. You take her hand, and you're going to lead wherever you want to go on this platform, and they're going to follow you. Because if our spirit is strong, the spirit knows where it's going. My flesh doesn't have to know. And get this, ladies, my soul doesn't even have to know. My thoughts, they don't matter. As long as I'm following the spirit, feeding the spirit, making sure the spirit is strong. That spirit will lead me in the paths of righteousness. The spirit will lead me beside still waters. The spirit will lead me in the paths that God has designed for me. Me personally. All right, you guys can stop. Thank you. And if, yeah, go ahead and give them a hand. You guys can sit down. Thank you so much. When we let our soul lead, we're just guessing. That is the best we can do. Not soul, I'm sorry. Soul or body. The soul or flesh. If you let either of them lead, you're just guessing. Because it is only the God part of us that knows the future. It is only the God part of us that knows what we were created to do, created to be. And if we try to get ahead of that, that's when we get in a mess. And is life perfect if you let the Spirit lead? No, because we live in a fallen world. There are sinners all around us. Their decisions impact us. But what I can promise and guarantee you is that the Spirit man within us knows how to handle it. Yeah, things are going to come. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun, but he knows exactly what to do. He's not stressed out. He's not worried. He doesn't ever say, oh, didn't see that coming. No, he knows. And so we just need to keep feeding that spirit. So the last part, you need to let the spirit lead and go to that next slide, and you need to have stability when you do it. Any of you ever seen that Christian? That one day they are so holy. They are doing everything in the church. They are prophesying. They are preaching. They are praying. And it's powerful. And it is. It really is. Because they're letting the Spirit lead in that moment. But then you see them a day later. And oh my goodness. You want to run the other way. Because now they've switched that crown. And now the flesh is leading. And it's back and forth. And it's back and forth. And it's back and forth. And you know what it feels like? Spiritual schizophrenia. Susan Norton used that phrase too, and I was like, I've seen that a few times. We need to learn to feed the Spirit consistently, a steady diet, so the Spirit can be strong and continue to lead always. It's about stability. I don't have to be on this teeter-totter back and forth. I don't care what your family lineage was. I don't care if mental health runs rampant in your family because it's not your flesh anymore. It's not your biological DNA. It's your God DNA taking control. It doesn't matter who you used to be. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter your environmental DNA experiences. When you let the Spirit lead, he's going to lead you in the right direction, the right path, and you're going to do what God wants you to do. And so we're going to end with just one song, a quiet song, Debbie, if you can just come back. Because I am a firm believer that we need to respond and receive the word. But I also know we have a lot of other things planned today that I believe God is going to do great and mighty things in. So I want to take just a few moments, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to solidify this within you. If you took notes, maybe you need to look through them and circle or highlight the ones that you think you really need to focus on this week. If you didn't take notes, you need to write down right now some things that God is speaking to you personally, because it's not about what God spoke to me. You have to go out with what God's saying to you. And so we're going to take some time just to let the Holy Spirit do something, whatever he wants to do in us. And as I was studying this, God said some people are going to need to repent. Because repent means I'm turning around. Maybe you've let that flesh lead way too long. And he says, you need to repent and turn around from that. And this is a fresh start. It doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been doing it. It doesn't matter. As long as there's breath still in your body, you have an opportunity to do things differently. And so I do want to say, because I feel like repentance is very important, and God laid that in my heart for today, we do have a session, and we didn't plan that or orchestrate it, but there is a session on repentance. So if you feel like what you heard today, God's dealing with you and saying, I need to learn how to do something different and how to turn that around in my life, and you want to go to that session, it doesn't matter if you signed up or not, you go to that session. Because I believe we need to know how to repent. And repentance is not just saying, Jesus saved me from my sins once and done. It's not a one-time deal. Repentance is every time I get off track. Every time I'm going the wrong way, I stop and recognize it. And I turn around and say, God, I'm sorry. This is the way you want me to go. I need your help. I can't do it alone. And so if you need help learning how to do that, please, please go to that session on repentance, because you're going to get some tools, some wisdom that's going to help you. But right now, just where you are, you can kneel at your seat. You can come to the altar if you want, but we're just going to take a few moments. And I'm asking you to let the Holy Spirit show you what part of this was for you. And let him do the work. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is
declaration as we sing this again. Declare it to the Lord that you're giving it all to Him. In Jesus' name.
Here's my heart, Lord.
Blessed to be able to put on a conference without charging anyone to come in. What we do want to do is we want to bless our ministers. So at this time, as Debbie continues to play, you want to come forward and give in the offering. And then once we're all done with that, I'll give some instructions for the breakout sessions. So Debbie, you want to... I'm sorry. So there's... ways to give on the screen. So we have cash, check. You want to make that out to Lighthouse PCG, or you can go to our website, lighthousepcg.org, scroll to the bottom, and it'll give you Venmo and other ways to give.
Speak what is
So for our sessions, I'm going to release them by group. That way we kind of have some order as everyone goes to where they're going. If there was anyone that came in later and didn't sign up for a session, when I call them out, just go to the one that you feel really ministered to you. The leadership one is full, but if there's any pastors that are wanting to go to that, we will make room for you. So please follow Pastor Alicia. So at this time, if you are in the lessons in leadership, when you guys come back out, the first session, when they come out, Sister Tracy is going to pray over the food. So there's going to be two different tables. I believe that one's going to be turkey and that one's going to be ham. And then you can go down both sides. She'll give you some further instructions when the first session comes out. But we're going to go ahead and let Pastor Alicia's group, she's going to be in Classroom A, that's on leadership. So if you signed up for that, go ahead and head back. Sister April and Ashley will guide you if you're not sure where you're going. And then Repentance, Classroom B, that's going to be Sister Tricia. And we have Faith, that'll be in the Youth Sanctuary, which is back there as well. That'll be Sister Julie. Then we have our Seasoned Saints. And Finishing Well, that will be in our fellowship hall. And that'll be with Sister Betty. And we have Pastor Dunya and her group will go on back. And they will be in the new nursery room. And then if you signed up for the mental health one, if you want to just come forward, and Sister Autumn is going to be leading that one.